Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so are you ready for this? We are diving deep into CVS Health's Q3 2024 performance. And, well, let me tell you, it is a story of highs and lows, to say the least.
Yeah, kind of wild, right? Like, on the one hand, you look at the investor presentation, and then you've got the earnings call transcript, and it's like two totally different companies.
Oh, no, right? It's like, whoa, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so first things first, let's look at those top line numbers. Revenue is up. Solid 6.3%. That's huge. We're talking $95.4 billion.
Trillion. With a B.
Right. You'd think everything's awesome, right?
You'd think so. But then those earnings per share come in and, they're a little lower than expected. $1.09. And keep in mind, that's adjusted, not even the DAP number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a bit of a head scratcher. And didn't they say cash flow was also down from last year?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's down.
So what's the deal? What's the story here?
Well, that's where it gets kind of interesting. You got to break it down by segment, right? And that's when you see this like real contrast. You look at their core pharmacy and consumer wellness businesses, and they're killing it, gaining market share even. Yeah.
So like the regular CVS stuff is doing well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super strong. But then there's their health insurance arm, Aetna.
Ah, yes.
Aetna.
And well, let's just say they've got some challenges.
Okay, so let's talk about Aetna. What is actually going on over there? What's the issue?
Well, the transcript mentions a nearly $1 billion operating loss.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
Yeah, $924 million to be exact. And they had to stash away over $1 billion in these things called premium deficiency reserves.
Premium what now?
Premium deficiency reserves. It's like basically means they really messed up on how much their medical claims were going to cost.
Oh, I see.
Offered some pretty generous benefits, maybe too generous, especially in this market. And yeah, and it seems like people use healthcare services more than they plan for.
Ouch. Yeah, that's going to hurt. So wait, it's like they were trying to be nice and offer good deals, but everything got more expensive and now they're in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. Like they got caught off guard. And it's not just the commercial insurance side either.
Oh, no.
Nope. Medicaid is... giving them a hard time, too. Remember that whole Medicaid redetermination thing happening all over?
Right, right.
Well, it turns out it means sicker folks are staying enrolled, but the rates CVS gets from the government haven't budged.
Oh, so they're getting squeezed from both sides.
Yeah.
Rising costs and not enough money coming in to cover it all.
Exactly. Tough spot to be in, for sure.
No wonder they're making changes in the leadership team, then.
Yeah, yeah. They brought in this guy, Steve Nelson. He's a veteran from... United Healthcare, I think, to try and turn things around at Aetna.
United Healthcare. So they're bringing in the big guns.
Yeah. Seems like they're looking for someone who knows how to, like, really control costs and make things run efficiently.
Makes sense.
Oh, and it's not just Aetna getting a shakeup.
Really? Who else?
Prem Shah. He was running the pharmacy and retail side. He got a huge promotion to group president.
Wow. Group president, that's a big jump.
Big jump. He's overseeing health services now, too. It's like CVS is saying, okay, Prem, you're the guy. Fix this mess.
Interesting. So they're putting a lot of faith in his operational skills, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Shaw's been in charge during some crazy growth for pharmacy and consumer wellness. I guess they're hoping he can sprinkle some of that magic on the struggling health services side.
Okay, well, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about that pharmacy success. Because, I mean, revenue's up over 12% to $32.4 billion. What are they doing over there?
Well, you remember those store closures they announced a while back?
Yeah, yeah. Thought they were downsizing.
They are. They're almost done with that whole plan. And somehow, they still managed to hit a record for retail pharmacy market share. 27.3%. That's huge.
Wait, hold on. They're closing stores, but they're gaining market share? How does that even work?
Seems like shutting down those underperforming stores actually made the remaining ones way more profitable. Plus, they're like really smart about jumping on opportunities. Like, take this year's vaccination season, for example.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was getting their shots earlier this year.
Exactly. And CVS was ready. They were the go-to spot for vaccinations, drove a ton of foot traffic, and, of course, sales.
Smart move. Turn a potential problem into a win.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder, why can't Aetna replicate that kind of success?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's like there's this disconnect between how well their pharmacy business runs and the struggles of their health insurance arm.
Okay, so before we get too deep into that, let's quickly touch on their health services segment. You know, the one with their pharmacy benefit manager, Caremark. How did they do?
Well, they did all right. Revenue was down just a smidge, but operating income jumped 17%. That's healthy.
Wow, 17%. That's not bad at all.
Nope. And Caremark's a big part of that. They're a major player, especially when it comes to specialty drugs. Big business these days.
So it's not all doom and gloom for CVS Health. They've got some real bright spots. But that Aetna situation, that's definitely a cloud hanging over everything.
Yeah, it is. And what's even more, I don't know, concerning is they're not really giving any specific financial guidance for 2024 because of all the uncertainty.
Oh, so they're basically saying we have no idea what's going to happen.
Pretty much. And they're even hinting that things at Aetna could actually get worse before they get better. Imagine a potential 700 basis point increase in their medical loss ratio for Q4.
Whoa, 700. That's massive. That would be a huge hit.
Yeah, it would.
So what are they doing to try and fix this? Besides the leadership changes, are there any actual plans in place?
Well, they've mentioned some pretty big changes coming in 2025. They're talking about tighter benefit designs, so basically less generous coverage in some areas.
Oh, so cutting back on some of the perks.
Yeah, exactly. And price hikes. And get this, they might even exit some unprofitable markets altogether.
Wow, really? Pulling out completely, that's a bold move.
Yeah.
So if you're an Aetna member, you might want to brace yourself for some potentially unwelcome news come renewal time.
Yeah, definitely something to keep in mind. But remember, they're also talking about those tighter benefit designs. It means they're going to like really reassess what they cover and maybe scale back on some of the more generous benefits they've offered in the past.
Okay, so maybe you pay a bit more, but you get a bit less in return. Is that the trade-off here?
Could be. It seems like they're trying to find that sweet spot, you know,
yeah,
where they can offer plans that are competitive, but also like keep costs under control and make sure they're financially stable themselves.
It's a delicate balancing act for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, when we were talking about Aetna potentially, you know, exiting some of those unprofitable markets,
yeah,
that's a pretty bold move, right? Like it shows how serious they are about turning things around. But it also kind of makes you think, like, what does unprofitable actually mean in this whole context? Like, is it certain places or types of plans? Or something else entirely?
That's a great question. It's kind of brings up a really important point. You know, we're talking about a company that's trying to like balance a lot of things at once, like keeping investors happy, making sure customers are good, and also just like surviving as a business.
Exactly. It's like a three-dimensional chess game or something. Every move has these like ripple effects.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Think about it, right? If Aetna pulls out of certain markets, well, that could mean fewer insurance options for people. And on the other hand, if they like keep losing money in those markets, well, that weakens the whole company. And yeah, Nobody wants that.
Exactly.
It's tough, man. It makes you realize how complicated all these decisions really are. But let's not forget about the elephant in the room. Those potential price hikes. Nobody likes to see their insurance premiums go up.
Yeah.
But is it inevitable in this situation? I mean,
it's definitely a possibility. When a company like CVS is feeling this much pressure, something's got to give right. And often that means passing on some of those costs to us, the consumers.
So, yeah, if you're an Aetna member listening to this right now, you might want to start, you know, mentally preparing yourself for some potentially bad news when it's time to renew.
Yeah, it's worth keeping in mind. But hey, remember, they're also talking about tightening up those benefit designs.
Right.
So basically, they're going to, you know, reevaluate what's covered and potentially scale back on some of those super generous benefits they've been offering.
Okay, so maybe you end up paying a bit more, but you get a bit less in return. So is that the trade-off?
It could be. I think they're just trying to find that sweet spot where they can offer, you know, good plans that are competitive, but also like manage costs and stay afloat themselves.
That's a tough spot, no doubt.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's shift gears for a second and talk about the average CVS customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person who's just walking into their local store to pick up their prescription or grab a bag of chips. How do they fit into all this?
If you're that person, I think you're probably feeling pretty good right now. Their pharmacy and retail segments, they're booming.
Yeah.
No signs of slowing down.
So those late night runs for cold medicine and those last minute birthday cards, those are safe for now.
Seems like it. But if you're an Aetna member, things might get a little more complicated. As we were talking about, you might see changes to your coverage, maybe higher premiums, and even fewer options depending on where you live.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that even though CVS is this like huge familiar name,
mm-hmm.
they're also a company trying to navigate a very, very complex and challenging world.
Yeah.
And their decisions, they have real consequences for all of us.
You know? For sure. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about their grand vision for the future, though. It's this whole idea of creating this integrated healthcare ecosystem. They want to bring together like pharmacies, clinics, insurance plans, home care.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds pretty amazing, but also a little overwhelming. How are they going to, you know, actually pull that off, like weave together all these different pieces?
That's the big question, right? And I think it's helpful to kind of think of it as a journey.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be this gradual process of, you know, integrating all those different elements, finding those synergies and just figuring out what works best for both, you know, their customers and their bottom line.
Yeah, it's like taking all those individual puzzle pieces and slowly putting them together
yeah.
to create a bigger, more complete picture.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's start with Signify Health. That's their in-home care acquisition. How does that fit into this big vision?
Well, Signify Health is all about bringing healthcare, you know, right to your doorstep. They specialize in connecting with patients wherever they are, doing assessments, coordinating care, and even virtual visits. It's like, I don't know, bringing the doctor's office to your living room.
That's pretty convenient,
yeah.
especially for folks who have trouble getting around or, you know, getting to those traditional appointments.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how they're integrating Signify with Aetna. They're using Signify's capabilities to provide more personalized care to Aetna members,
yeah.
especially those with like chronic conditions.
So it's not just about offering home care as like an option. It's about using it strategically to manage costs and improve people's health outcomes.
Exactly. By connecting with people right where they are, they can like spot potential health issues earlier, coordinate care more effectively,
yeah.
and even prevent those unnecessary trips to the hospital. And that's a win-win for both the patient and for Aetna's bottom line.
It makes a lot of sense. Now, what about Oak Street Health? That's their primary care clinic acquisition. How do those clinics fit into this whole integrated thing?
Oak Street Health is a little different. They focus on providing primary care to Medicare beneficiaries, which is a population that often has, you know, more complex health needs.
And that aligns perfectly with Aetna's focus on the Medicare market.
Exactly. It's like they're creating this network of like trusted providers within their insurance network, all right. incentivized to keep those members healthy and out of the hospital.
So it's all about closing the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a system where all the different parts of healthcare are connected and working together smoothly.
That's the idea. And they're actually seeing some promising results. The number of Aetna members enrolled at Oak Street has like quadrupled since the acquisition, and Aetna members using Signify almost doubled compared to last year.
Wow. That's some serious growth.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, it's still pretty early days, this whole integration process. It's going to take time, careful planning, and probably a lot of adapting along the way.
Oh, for sure. And it's not just about, you know, fitting these pieces together. It's also about using technology and data
right.
to create a more personalized and efficient experience for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like using data to tailor treatments, identify risks, and even nudge people towards healthier behaviors, right?
Exactly. And it's about making things easier for consumers, too. Imagine being able to, like, schedule appointments, refill prescriptions, and track your health all in one place.
Yeah.
That's the kind of experience they're going for.
That's a pretty ambitious goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can pull it off, it could really change healthcare. But we got to be realistic, right? There are going to be challenges and maybe even some downsides.
Absolutely. We need to be asking some tough questions about, you know, things like privacy, equity, and affordability. How do we make sure everyone benefits from these changes, not just those who are like tech savvy or have the money to access these services?
Yeah.
How do we prevent data from being misused or exploited? And how do we make sure this whole focus on efficiency doesn't mean sacrificing quality care or, you know, that human touch?
all really important points, and they're going to be crucial to address as this whole, you know, integrated healthcare system takes shape.
Exactly. It's not enough to just build the system. We got to make sure it's built in a way that works for everybody, protects privacy, and truly makes healthcare better.
Okay, so we've talked about CVS's internal challenges, their plans for the future, and some of the ethical things to consider. But there's another piece to this story that we need to talk about. The bigger industry trends that are, like, shaping everything CVS is doing, and really influencing the entire healthcare landscape.
You're talking about things like the Inflation Reduction Act and those changes to catastrophic coverage.
Right.
Those are definitely shaking things up, especially in the pharmaceutical world.
Exactly. So let's break it down for our listeners. What exactly is the Inflation Reduction Act, and how is it impacting CVS Health?
Okay, so the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA for short, is this, massive piece of legislation. It aims to, bring down prescription drug costs for millions of Americans. One of the key parts is that it allows Medicare to negotiate prices for some of those super expensive drugs.
That sounds like a good thing for consumers, right?
It is, but it also creates some complexity for companies like CVS Health. Remember their pharmacy benefit manager, Caremark. They're a big player in the drug pricing game. They negotiate prices for, insurance plans and employers.
So they're kind of stuck in the middle
mm-hmm.
between drug companies who want to keep their profits high and government programs trying to lower costs.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act. And the IRA is definitely adding a whole new layer of difficulty there.
And then, of course, there are those changes to catastrophic coverage. Can you remind us what that's all about?
Sure. So catastrophic coverage, In the context of Medicare Part D, kicks in when someone has spent a certain amount on prescription drugs in a given year, as like a safety net, to protect people from those like crazy high drug costs.
Right. But the IRA, it made some changes to that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Before, beneficiaries still had to pay a percentage of their drug costs, even during that catastrophic phase. The IRA eliminates that. So now there are no more out-of-pocket costs for those folks, which means the burden shifts to the government and ultimately to taxpayers.
So a win for patients, but potentially a cost increase for the whole system.
Yeah, that's the trade-off. And it's another layer of complexity that CVS Health has to figure out.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? We're talking about a company that's trying to turn around this struggling segment, build this like super ambitious integrated ecosystem, and also adapt to these like massive industry changes.
Yeah.
All at the same time, it's like they're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope.
It's definitely a lot to handle. It really shows just how, dynamic and unpredictable the healthcare world can be.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
But there's still one piece missing. What does all of this mean for the average person navigating the healthcare system? What does the future hold for us as consumers?
That's the million-dollar question. And that's what we'll be tackling when we come back after a quick break.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle the big question. What is all of this, CVS Health's performance and their big plans, what does it all mean for you, the everyday person trying to navigate the healthcare system? What's the future look like?
Yeah, it's all about connecting those dots, right, between what the company's doing, what's happening in the industry, and in your own experiences as a patient.
Right, right. Okay, so let's say CVS Health pulls it off. They really build this whole integrated healthcare ecosystem they're talking about. What would that even look like for someone, someone like me or you who needs care?
Okay, so picture this. You wake up, you're not feeling so hot, maybe a little sniffly, maybe a cough. Instead of, dragging yourself to the doctor's office, you just grab your phone, open up the CVS Health app, and bam, you schedule a virtual visit with a healthcare provider.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty common these days. What happens next?
So depending on that virtual visit, maybe the provider says, hey, you need to come in for an in-person checkup. But instead of sending you to like a packed urgent care center, they say, you know what? There's an Oak Street Health Clinic right down the street. Go there.
Ah, okay. So it's about like convenience and having, a network of providers that you can trust. All right there.
Exactly. And here's the best part. Because everything's connected, all your medical records, prescriptions, insurance info, it's all shared between, the virtual provider, the clinic, and even your local CVS pharmacy.
Wow. So no more like repeating your story a million times and filling out the same paperwork at every single place you go.
Nope. Gone. And think about this. You need a prescription. It's ready and waiting for you at the pharmacy. Or maybe it's even delivered right to your door.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. No more waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Exactly. It's about, you know, making the whole process smooth and efficient from start to finish.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. But it's not just about treating illnesses, right? I mean, this whole system could also be a game changer for preventive care.
Oh, absolutely. Catching those potential problems before they, you know, before they become big problems.
Exactly.
Imagine CVS, you know, using all that data they have to identify, like, hey, this person might be at risk for diabetes or heart disease. And then they reach out to you proactively with personalized advice, like, hey, you should get screened for this, or maybe try these lifestyle changes, maybe even offer some virtual coaching programs.
Wow. So it's like having a personal health assistant, you know, like right there in your pocket, looking out for you.
That's the idea. It's about shifting from, you know, reacting to health problems to actually preventing them in the first place.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But I know you're going to bring me back down to earth here. What are some of the potential downsides?
Right, right. Well, you know, anytime you have these big, ambitious plans, there are always things to consider. Like, take privacy, for instance. If my health information is being shared all over the place, how do I know it's actually safe?
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is. CVS Health would have to, you know, really step up their game when it comes to cybersecurity, have clear rules about consent, and make sure data is protected every step of the way.
It's like finding that balance between sharing data to improve care and also protecting people's privacy.
Exactly. And, you know, we can't forget about equity. We have to make sure everyone benefits from this new system, not just people who are like good with technology or have, you know, good internet access or live in areas where they have all these fancy clinics and pharmacies.
Right. We don't want to create a system where some people get this like amazing personalized experience and other people are left out in the cold.
Exactly. CVS would have to be really careful about that and make sure everyone has equal access.
And then, of course, there's the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, will this actually make healthcare cheaper for people? Or will it just, you know, shift the costs around?
That's a tough one to answer. I mean, it's possible that all this efficiency and preventive care stuff could lead to lower costs down the road. But it's also possible that premiums could go up or people might have to pay more out of pocket. We'll just have to see.
It's a lot to think about. It shows that even when you're trying to do something good, there can be, you know, unexpected consequences.
Definitely. That's why it's so important to, you know, to talk about these things, to look at things from all sides and ask those tough questions.
Yeah. We need to be informed, you know, as consumers and speak up for a healthcare system that works for everyone.
Yeah.
That's affordable, that's accessible, and that really puts patients first.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you know what? We'll be here keeping an eye on CVS Health, watching what they do, you know, the good and the bad, and helping you make sense of it all.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into CVS Health's Q3 2024 performance. It's been quite a journey exploring a company that's, well, facing some challenges, but also, you know, aiming for some pretty big things, and all while trying to navigate this crazy, ever-changing healthcare world.
It's a good reminder that healthcare is always evolving. We got to stay informed, stay engaged, and be ready to adapt.
Absolutely. And until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.